Emerge, could you tell us a little bit about what you're doing?
For some strange reason, last year it was a great idea. I decided I would sign up for an event called the Joburg to Sea, which is a mountain bike event which is in South Africa. It leaves Johannesburg and you cycle for 9 days, covering an average of 900 kilometres, and you end up in Scottsboro. So that would it's about 2,000 metres above sea level. And that was the plan. It was great. Sounded great a year ago, and now it's coming very close. We have about 3 weeks left, so that's where we're at now.
And could you tell us why exactly you're doing it?
At the time, it was something I was looking for a challenge for myself. It's just something that I always wanted to do. I've seen a few videos, and I talked to a few Irish guys that did it last year. Kyle May from Sligo, he took part in the event last year, and I've seen a video of it, and I talked to him, and he said it's fantastic. It's definitely worth the challenge. So I said, right, I'll give it a go. There's a few other guys to go with me, but of course, like everything else, when the time comes close, we'll leave it to next year. We'll leave it to next year. So I signed up for it. Got a training program going with Adam Spear, and been kind of training as best I can. Weather hasn't been great to get to where I want to be. So we're getting close now.
And you're doing it for a good cause.
Yeah. After I signed up and paid at me airways and paid all the entry fee and everything, I thought, you know, I would love to do something for somebody else apart from me. So I signed up GoFundMe Ireland, and I'm doing it for Crumlin Children's Hospital. And there's a little girl that lives beside us at the minute. She's getting some treatment in Dublin for cancer. So I said I would do it for both charities, and I would split the money between the two of them. So again, that can be found if anybody would like to donate. That's on the GoFundMe page. And if you type in mountain bike for children, the donation page will come up. So that's my chosen charities.
So as you said, you're doing 900 kilometres in around 9 days. Could you give us a bit more kind of, I know you said you're going from Johannesburg to Scottsboro. What's kind of, what's the in-between?
Well, the in-between is, it's once you pay the entry fee, it's like a moving hotel. You're sleeping in tents overnight. You have your full chefs move with it, and your physio is all booked up and things like that. And so basically the first day on the bike would be 122 kilometres. The next day then might come back down to about 98. So you just, once you cross center line, you go. You do it in the best time you can. There's 850 entries. I think I'm the only Irish guy doing it this year. There's 180 international riders, all shapes and sizes. There is prizes for first home, quickest people, obviously. That'll be the professional riders. But for somebody like me, it's just a personal challenge, and I just want to get to the finish.
You said there, obviously, it's a personal challenge for you. What got you into maybe mountain biking in the first place that you'd take on a challenge like this?
Oh, for years, been on and off the bikes. There's a few of us around Donegal that would go off on adventures. You know, little things like going around Tory Island and Arnmore Island, myself and Dermot Sweeney would go off and we'd just pick a coastline. I mean, Donegal, coolest place on the planet at the minute. Wild Atlantic Way, it's just unbelievable what people can see once you get out there and start walking and looking and cycling. So it's just the sense of adventure for me. I've been lucky enough to photograph all over the world for WRC, World Rally events. And it's just, I've always had that curiosity that I just want to see places, I want to explore, I want to try something different. And that's what brought me to the mountain bike. I've been mountain biking probably all my life. But like I said, Donegal is just fantastic to explore, but you always want to see something else and look for something else. And that's probably what signed me up to it and brought me to it, was just the adventure, the challenge to get it done and finish it for myself and for other people.
I know myself, I did a little bit of mountain biking in a past life. When you're going down a bit of a steep hill and you see all in front of you is a narrow plank of wood that's about 10 feet long over a river and it's quite deep, it's worrying. Is there that aspect of excitement in the mountain biking as well?
It's a great buzz. There is a lot of people, when you mention mountain biking, think of lunatics bombing down hills and jumping off big rocks and things like that. There is kind of three different sides to mountain biking. There's the downhill, which if people have been to Ross Trevor up the north will know, a purpose-built trail centre, absolutely fantastic place to visit. You then have kind of enduro riding, which is tackling them little bridges and jumps that you're talking about. And the secret is not to look down. Just keep looking ahead and you'll get there. I have been in them. I've fallen into them. You just learn. The kind of mountain biking that I would do is cross-country endurance. So there'd be three different types of it. There is some great mountain biking clubs in Donegal at the minute, Tyrconnell Gap. Anthony Steele and Jared Corn there, they run their mountain bike division down there. And you have Errigal, JP McBride and Patrick Durkin. They look after that side of it. So all these local clubs can facilitate and get people started if they're interested, you know.
You talked about you've done mountain biking since you were young, and have you seen a growth in that in Donegal?
Unbelievable. The sport is just getting stronger and stronger every day. We had a winter series last year, four events, and people came from North, Dublin, Sligo, Cork, everywhere. They just had one in Ards a few weeks ago. There's 130 people turned up for that. And it's just amazing. There's such potential for the sport in Donegal alone. There's some massive trail centres in the North. Gurching Glens have just been awarded 80,000 to develop the trails in there. Yeah, like I said, you have Ross Trevor, you have Castle Whelan, and you've got Five Mile Town, which are just on our doorstep. But I think it's about time we got something organised for Donegal, I think.
When you're talking again about mountain biking, you said that the weather has affected your training. What would be maybe the perfect weather to go out, and do we get much of it in Ireland?
Sadly, we don't. As people tell me, there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad gear. So for me this year now, with the frost and the snow, I can go anywhere in the dry or the frost, but once it starts to rain, that's really, really sore on the body. Like, it's just, rain just runs in everywhere, down the back of the neck, and it's really miserable. And then the cold comes on top of it. But now, I'm very unlucky this year now, but we're still get out early and get the miles done on before it starts to rain most days, you know. So
obviously, we're talking about the Irish weather. What weather are you going to be facing when you travel to South Africa, and are you going to be facing heat or severe heat? I'm presuming it's not going to be cold.
No, it's not going to be cold at the minute. At this time of year now, the race is designed to run at the end of the winter in Africa. Now, when they say winter, it's nothing like what Ireland has, obviously. Highest temperature at the minute is 27 Celsius. During the night, it's coming down to around 15. But for me to go from a -3 or a -4 from training to that is going to be a big shock to the system. But the secret is talking to people that have done the event is just to be sure to eat regular and drink lots of water, because there will be a lot of dehydration.
All right, we'll take a turn back now. And if you just want to mention again where this money is going, because you have paid your flights and your entry fees and all your other expenses. So the money you want to raise is purely for charity.
100%. Every cent that is raised is going to go to Crumlin Children's Hospital. And the little girl, his family in Rafow, where I live, is going to help both charities. So the donation page is set up. And like I say, it's all there to be seen for everybody that's welcome to come and donate. And hopefully we'll get a wee picture in the paper afterwards. And I'll come back and tell you how I did, and tell you the fund we raised. Ideally, what I'd love to raise, maybe a bit high for some people, is €9,000. A lot of people say, oh, that's an awful big target. But what that works out is, if I had 900 people that could sponsor me €10 a kilometre, that would sort it. Simple as that. That's all I'm looking for, is €10 each.
And so that's the Joburg to Sea Mountain Bike Challenge is what you're doing. And what's the name of the GoFundMe page again?
Mountain Bike for Children. It's on GoFundMe.com or GoFundMe Ireland. And I'll be doing regular updates on my Facebook page and MTB Donegal Mountain Bike page. We'll be publishing how we're getting on during the day, and they'll be giving updates on a regular basis.